From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Attorney General explains his testimony. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has recused himself from any federal investigation of alleged Russian meddling into the 2016 U.S. presidential election. This follows President Trump's National Security Advisor Michael Flynn resigning over allegations that he'd had questionable contact with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. The Attorney General spoke with the ambassador and failed to disclose it. Jeff Sessions took time yesterday to explain his testimony before the United States Senate.
I was taken aback a little bit about this brand new information, this allegation that surrogates, and I had been called a surrogate for Donald Trump, had been meeting continuously with Russian officials. That's what struck me very hard, and that's what I focused my answer on. And in retrospect, if I should have slowed down and said, but I did meet one Russian official a couple of times. That would be the ambassador.
Former CIA officer Jack Rice spoke with VOA.
At this point, what we know is this. We know that Michael Flynn wasn't the end of the story. We know that it's broader than that. And what we see from Jeff Sessions, and you can look at the tapes and you can look at the transcripts and you can look at what it is that he said after he swore an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, he said something else. And that seems to be the problem. And there's a reason he had to recuse himself, because he may become the target of this investigation.
Malaysian authorities are preparing to deport a North Korean man who's been held as a suspect in connection with last month's death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. 45-year-old Ri Jong-chol has been in custody nearly 2 weeks, and he is set to be deported today without further evidence. This is VOA News. Leading French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen could face 3 years in prison and a $79,000 fine over three social media posts she made in 2015, showing images of brutal Islamic State killings. Le Pen called the move political and said it was meant to damage her campaign for president. The European Union has asked Macedonia's president to reverse a move to block a coalition including ethnic Albanian parties from forming a government, urging political leaders to step back from a dispute that risks sparking conflict. President Gheorghe Ivanov refused to give his backing to the coalition of social democrats and ethnic Albanian parties. The EU's foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini urged Ivanov to reconsider.
So I asked the president to reflect on the way forward, to reverse his decision in the interest of all citizens in this country. And as the constitution says, I quote, entrust the mandate to a candidate belonging to the parties which have a majority in the assembly. This is the constitution of this country, and we expect the constitution to be respected.
Relations between the country's Orthodox Christians and ethnic Albanians, who are mostly Muslim, have long been volatile. President Trump's war with the media has escalated in recent weeks. VOA's Bill Gallo reports it's beginning to have far-reaching implications for press freedom in other countries.
In a Facebook post, a Cambodian government spokesman threatened to take action against news outlets, including VOA, unless they alter their coverage. Trump, he says, provides a model for dealing with such disobedient outlets. Those kinds of threats aren't new in Cambodia, ruled by Prime Minister Hun Sen for 3 decades. What is new is using the behavior of the U.S. president as pretext. That's not surprising to Tom Malinowski, who just stepped down as Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor.
Anytime the United States departs from its principles, that is always invariably used by authoritarian states around the world to justify their own behavior.
Since taking office, Trump has steadily escalated his war of words against the press, calling it dishonest, fake news, and even the enemy of the people. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Washington.
Speaking of President Trump, he promised to boost defense spending when he visited a Virginia shipyard to tour the most expensive warship ever built. Mr. Trump toured the USS Gerald R. Ford, a $13 billion warship that has been plagued by cost overruns and delays, but is expected to be commissioned later on this year. The president used the high-profile event to showcase the budget pledge he made this week to dramatically boost U.S. military spending, call it one of the largest increases in history. Mr. Trump said he would like even more money to strengthen what he called a depleted military. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.